You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
8 minutes after 11. Thank you so much for staying with us. And what a wonderful conversation there was in the middle hour. Those of you who've been asking, yes, we will indeed be putting those podcasts up. The one with that fantastic legal explanations about legal liability from Advocate James Grant on the open line. We'll certainly do that. And of course, also in the middle hour, that lovely conversation there about the culture of fans and stands, the psychology behind it, our relationships. And thanks so much to my three fabulous guests for that and also your input on it. This is not just a Thursday, but it's also the first Thursday of the month. And as you know, with the exception of January, because we were all still on holiday, the first Thursday of every month in the Literature Corner, we have the Literature Quiz. And this is no different. It is 9 minutes after 11 and it's time for the Literature Corner.
The Literature Corner.
Okay, as someone who's been winning forever, and she is now getting hotful with winning, but she can't help herself because she's also so competitive, tries harder than she says that she will once the quiz actually starts, is our reigning literature quiz champion, Melinda Ferguson. Are you on a jet somewhere to Spain this time?
Well, I'm actually packing my bags because I am flying to Mechuba's Kloof at around 3, and I'm trying to furiously pack and Google a few things about the current literature, because I've got a bit out of touch, I must say. This holiday put me into a very sleepy mood.
Excuses. Meanwhile, you've been swallowing Wikipedia as you always do.
I have this morning. I've been like,
Well, we found your match, I think.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know whether she's going to disappoint me. One of our favorite scholars and, quite frankly, one of our, not just honorary South Africans, we welcome her. Yeah, this is not the USA. We welcome brilliant people who love our country. Daniela is with us. Daniela Demer is a PhD in English literature. My sheet says an avid reader of South African literature. That is such an understatement. I mustn't scare you too much, Melinda. She's a scholar par excellence. Oh. Hello, Daniela.
Hi, Eusebius. Now you put like a lot of pressure on me.
Oh, please. You are very humble. I've read your doctoral work on South African literature. Sorry, Melinda. And you know quite a bit. Okay, guys, the rules are very simple. It's more chillax. It is not the brain. So there's a bit of leeway. You can chill. 2 points. If you get an answer correct, if you get it wrong, I will ask the other person that you're up against what they think the real answer is. And then, of course, they will get 1 point and an opportunity to go ahead. The producers will keep score. We'll take a tally halfway through. And every now and then, I randomly just, might someone give you a bonus question or two, depending on how I'm feeling at that moment and what I had for breakfast.
Oh, my word. You're such a sadist.
Absolutely.
He is a sadist.
Melinda.
Hi,
Melinda.
Melinda, you are the reigning champ, so I'm going to ask you the very first question, all right?
Yes.
Okay. I want you, Melinda, and of course the people in the cheap seats, they can play along at home or in the office or in the car and think that whether they're smarter than you or not. Melinda, I want you to identify the South African author who is here speaking about one of their most successful novels. Daniela, don't shout out the answer.
Okay.
This actually was the first novel that I ever wrote. I wrote it, I think it was 1991, when I was a research fellow at Yale University. It was at a time in 91, as some of you may remember, during that very painful political transition that was happening in South Africa. And there was a lot of violence, so-called black-on-black violence. People would be in the train, for instance, somebody would just come in with a machine gun and just shoot at random at anybody. So there was a lot of death that was happening in South Africa those days. And we used to read about these things in the newspapers and also, on television, they would be featured and so on. And it was a very painful time.
Melinda?
Gee whiz, really, I'm actually feeling so dumb.
I can't give you a clue on the first one. I'm so tempted. You know I love you to bits, but no, you're the reigning champ.
You can't give me a clue. No, yeah. I know, but you better give me one later.
Okay, I'll give you one later. Take a guess.
I'm going to have to pass on this.
Daniela, would you like to steal a point of her? Who was that?
Yes, Vex Minda, and he was talking about ways of dying.
But of course I wanted to say that, but I thought you said that his first novel was in 1991.
No, this particular...
But he was writing it.
Yeah.
He was writing it.
The clue I would have given you, which wouldn't have helped because it's reasonably cryptic, I wanted to say to you, a lot of death, because he's speaking there about his novel Ways of Dying.
Of course. Okay, well, I'm highly embarrassed because I did know that it could only be him and I didn't say it. Okay,
okay, Daniela, your first question. Daniela, who wrote the novels? Who wrote the following novels? The Scent of Bliss, Small Things, Rusty Bell, and Pleasure. Oh, stop the clock.
Okay, I think she's getting it.
It's not over until Melinda has sung. Melinda, remember, a couple of times you've won literally in the second half of the quiz. So
on the last picture,
exactly,
yeah, on the last question.
It ain't over. Melinda, here's your question. The House of Truth, a play about the life and times of Ken Tembe, has just had a successful run at the Market Theatre. Who wrote this bioplay?
The House of Truth. Gosh, I'm really tough today. Hey?
Melinda, how many times must I threaten to take away your best white credentials?
Okay. Oh, God. I don't actually know.
I don't know.
Oh.
Daniela?
Stuart Mahala.
He was. She's not going to just wipe me out. She's going to kill me today.
I think it's tactics, Melinda. I think you're just being, you're just playing nice right now. And you just
I'm playing nice.
Don't worry, I'll find a hard question for Daniela in a second. Daniela, but in the meantime, there's also a bonus question here. So you have an opportunity to steal another point that Melinda would have had. Daniela, here's a bonus question about this one.
Okay.
Which theater will next be showing this play? For the next couple of weeks, in fact, where is it moving to from the Market Theatre?
Oh, God, that I don't know. I have to pass.
Take a guess, Werner. Academics.
Somewhere in Cape Town, the Baxter Theatre or something.
No, the Soweto Theatre.
Which is also. I would have got that.
That's awesome. The Soweto Theatre. Well, that's.
I think it is awesome too,
I wanted to go and see it in the Market Theatre and I didn't make it. I'll definitely go to the
Soweto Theatre. You must see it, yeah. That was also my unsubtle way to say to the land of Cape Talk and 7G, if you get the chance, go see it at the Soweto Theatre. Beautiful, beautiful production. Very proud of Selo Makakunqube and also my friend Sipho Malo who wrote the play. Okay, let's see if we can find a really difficult one here because it's Daniela's turn next. Shall we go to number 7 on your list? Yes. So listen to this clip that I'm going to play, Daniela, and then tell me which popular book series was turned into this film.
Oh, God.
I think I feel nauseous. My heart is beating like a bongo drum. I wish we could just cancel the whole thing and all go back to bed. 13 and a half is too young to leave home.
What's your name, boy?
John Milton.
John Milton? Sir!
What do we have here? Looks like a rampant slow film with an eating disorder.
Spud!
Little Spuddy!
I don't remember inviting you here, Spuddy.
Black one! Get it!
Pylon!
What stuff
you guys?
Huskies, I thought it was difficult.
It's very difficult. I need to pass on this one. I don't know.
I love how like committed to truth academics are. She's not even going to guess on this one. Melinda, a chance to steal a point.
Listen, I have to tell you, I could not hear a single thing. It was just feedback and horrible noise.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
No, I see. Can you play it again? You haven't got time. Listen, I couldn't hear it, so I will pass. I'm not, you know, I'm proofing my book that's about to come out. So my brain is like in not a good space.
It is, in fact, Spud.
Spud?
Yes.
Why have you got a white book on this show? What's wrong with you?
That one was for you, Melinda.
Oh, that one's for me. I didn't even watch it, and I've never, darling.
Okay, Melinda, because I'm nice, I'm nevertheless going to give you an opportunity for a bonus question of two. How's that?
Yes.
Which prominent South African judge criticized Spud, calling it, quote unquote, a casual denigration of gays?
Well, I would only think it was Edwin Cameron, but I mean, did he ever say such a thing? A denigration of, did you say gays?
A casual denigration of gays.
G-A-Y.
Yes.
I would say Edwin Cameron.
Woohoo!
Yay, I'm right!
Well done!
Okay.
Let me ask my committee.
You don't
need 1 point. Hold on, I'm just conferring, guys. I knew she was gonna go for the only gay judge that she knows is openly gay. Shall we take one away for trolling gay judges, or shall we give her 2 points?
Are you crazy?
Okay, we'll give you the full compliment.
What would I have said if I'd said judge? Never mind. Let me not even try and be.
No, we'll give you the 2 points. Okay, let's. We'll take one more round, and then we'll take a break. Here's a question for you, Melinda. Which South African writer has a lead role in the film The Wound?
South African writer?
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't know that.
Daniela?
Hang on. It's me. No, I know this.
Melinda, do you know the answer? Are you giving up?
It's Anne Torre.
Well done. That is right.
Sorry, Daniela. You've got to come.
But no, I can't distinguish your voices here. Who was saying it? Was that Melinda who gave the answer?
That was me.
Yeah, it was Melinda who gave the answer because you asked Melinda.
Okay, Melinda, you get the 2 points,
right?
It
was my question. Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll ask one more question. In the meantime, producers, start tallying up. But we've got one more question for Daniela as the challenger.
Shoot.
Let me find a tough one for this PhD in English.
Oh, that's not fair. It's my first time on the radio.
Okay. Daniela, I already love your love of literature, but I will particularly love it if you share the love that I have with this particular writer. Which dark cult novel written by Tambuto Marachera starts as follows? I'm going to read the opening paragraph. Let me remember not to say the certain words that can get me reported to BCCSA, because that's how Marachera writes. Okay, here's the paragraph. Through the open door, the effing window, a slashing wind blows. Through the open window, within this pale womb with its beard, a brutal story writhes. Night imprisoned in the room stayed with me all day long. Laughter's broken glass through the effing window is the view. The endless glittering view of gigantic humid trees shutting out the sun. A thin mold of history covers the walls, covers the blood, flesh and bones. A black skin, thin and minute, covers the darkness in the room. Through the open window blows the slashing wind. And it was not Sylvia Plath. That was, in fact, Marachera.
The House of Hunger.
I knew you'd say that. No. Melinda? Oh.
You know what? I can't even hear what author you're mentioning. I've got really bad line in Cape Town. Just tell me the author again.
Marachera, and it's not House of Hunger.
Okay, I don't know.
Black Sunlight, Daniela.
Oh, my God. But I must admit something. Look, I really loved The House of Hunger.
We all did, but it's time we also love the other one. Okay, let's tell you up the score.
I tried to teach it to my students, and they just,
Our producers, if you can just type in the scores for me there. And I will tell you, we are about 60% of the way through the literature quiz. Our challenger is Daniela, who is on how many points? Sorry, I'm just waiting for the BA students to count. On really? On 4 points. And Melinda is on 4 points as well. My goodness, we better go shopping quickly and shop for some more questions.
The Literature Corner.
Okay, Melinda, no excuses now because I'm going to play another clip for your next question.
Okay.
I want you to listen to this clip and then tell the whole nation correctly which well-loved South African storyteller's familiar voice is doing her magic in this little audio clip.
Okay, wait.
Sometimes
you see this?
When it rains, Sometimes when it rains, I smile to myself and I think of times when as a child I'd run into the rain playing when we like grow up, I'll grow up tomorrow. When we like grow up, I'll grow up tomorrow. Sometimes when it rains, I think of times when I used to watch people and wonder, why do they need clothes? They get wet, you know. Sometimes when it rains, I think of times when we used to watch goats running so fast from the rain while sheep seem to enjoy it. Sometimes when it rains, I think of times when we had to undress, carry the small bundles of uniforms and books on our heads and cross the river after school. Sometimes when it rains, I think of times when it rained for hours and filled our drum so we didn't have to fetch water from the river for a day or two. Sometimes when it rains, for hours on end, I think of people who have...
My beloved Belinda, do you have an excuse or an answer?
I'm so nervous, and I knew it from the first time she opened her mouth. It's Tina Mhlophe.
Oh, whoa. And Belinda has her best white credentials back. Wow.
That was easy.
I am very impressed. Daniela, which South African author won the 2003 Nobel Literature Prize?
Oh, that's one of my least favorite ones, I believe. J.M. Coetzee.
Yeah. I hope that is... Yeah, absolutely. That's correct.
Like, you see this, why do you ask me about Mbuso Maratshera and her about Tina Mhlophe? That's not fair, you know.
Well, you still got the answer. You still got the answer right.
Daniela, you're whipping my ass.
Melinda.
Yep.
Which famous South African play or musical is this song taken from? Melinda?
I think it's Sarafina.
You are so great. A late bloomer, but she always does well towards the end.
That wasn't so hard, though, I must say.
I knew that would happen.
Daniela?
Yes?
Who wrote A Country at War with Itself?
Oh, God. I know it. I've got it on the tip of my tongue, but...
His name starts with an A and his surname starts with an A. That's the only clue I'm going to give you.
I gotta give this one a pass.
Who?
I don't know. I'm blank.
I know.
Melinda?
It's Anthony Elsbecker.
Whoa!
Damn it.
Okay, final round, and then we tell you up the final scores. So producers start counting. Just one more question is, Melinda, your final question.
Mm-hmm.
Where was Nadine Gordimer born?
Jeez. I'm going to just say the first name that comes out of my head, and I'm going to say Klerksdorp. Or Benoni.
It's a good guess. For me, they all sound the same. Daniela, what is the right answer?
Okay. I know that her... I seem to remember that her parents were born in Lithuania, but that doesn't get us anywhere, right?
No, it doesn't.
I actually don't know.
The answer, in fact, is Springs. Springs, Klerksdorp, Selden.
Oh, close! Klerksdorp, Springs, Benoni. It was Springs. Okay.
It was Springs, yeah. Daniela, your final question, and then we're going to tally up the scores. Okay, here's your final question. Liberating Masculinities is a stunning book, in my biased opinion. It was released last year. Which brilliant South African man wrote it? I have an everyday man crush on him. Hope that will help you.
It doesn't, actually. And it's even more embarrassing because I got it on my reading list.
It's very thin. You will love it. It is, you know, every sentence is just filled with insight, and you write so beautifully. I mean, it's more like a little textbook, but it reads gorgeously. You must read it.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to have to push you for an answer, Daniela.
I need to pass this question off.
Melinda, do you know?
I do know it, and this is really going to give me white credibility. I mean, black credibility. Never mind white credibility.
What is the answer?
It is Papano
Ratele. Yes!
Yes!
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
This is so
what is the final score, judges? Daniela, you've been great. You've got 7 points. I've got very bad news, Melinda. I'm afraid we're going to have you back next year and find you a more worthy opponent.
Oh,
10
gosh,
points. You remain the reigning champ of the literature quiz.
Oh,
well done.
Daniela, you nearly took me out.
Melinda, you've now won, what, like five, something like five times in a row?
Well, listen, I'm not as doof as you thought I was. And I am, I am actually like a publisher. So I do actually look at how people are writing.
Okay, don't be self-righteous now. Congratulations. Go pack. Daniela, lovely having you on the show as well.
Thanks Daniela.
Cheers, Melinda.
Thank you, Melinda.